Welcome back to Earth Fates Podcast, Episode 9. Today is May 14th, 2021. I'm your host, Yadira, and this is my co-host, Kaylee.
Hi, I'm Kaylee.
Today we're going to be discussing, is bottled water a alternative to tap water? The way we will contour this podcast is by stating Q&As based on our topic and coming to a conclusion at the end of the episode.
Brief background. Bottled water is clean drinking water. We mostly get it from spring water. Then after the water has been through the cleaning process, it is then sealed into bottles that are certified as pure. Tap water is what we see as coming from a pipe like a hose, kitchen, faucet, shower, etc. So what is the average price for a case of water, of bottled water, and the average price for one bottled water?
The price of a case of bottled water or just one bottle of water can vary depending on the brand, and also if for cases, it depends on how many are in. Some case can cost $5 to even $20, and for one bottle of water, it can go from $1.45 to $3 depending on the brand and the size of the bottle. What are some advantages of using bottled water as an alternative?
Nice response. Some advantages of using bottled water as an alternative are it is convenient, stores for a long period of time, it has to meet a certain requirement which makes it better quality, does not use up a lot of fresh water resources, and does not require underground water drilling. What are the main sources for tap water?
In the article, is bottled water a responsible alternative to tap water? It states most of the tap water in the U.S. is derived from one of two sources. Large cities tend to rely on surface water sources such as lakes, rivers, and reservoirs. Meanwhile, others tend to use groundwater, also known as aquifers. How can bottled water affect the economy and environment?
Interesting info. Bottled water can affect the economy by creating more sustainable jobs for people. But there are also some downfalls to bottled water because using lots of plastic is expensive and not everyone recycles and can end up in the ocean. Plastics also contain chemicals. This means that it can decompose into the water if left for too long. Also, the amount of spring water being taken out affects the areas because the companies take out so much and the area cannot handle or afford to have that much water taken out, which then leads to a drought. What are some of the processing restrictions of bottled water?
In the process of bottled water, in the article, is bottled water a responsible alternative to tap water? It states bottles used to package most brands of water are made of polyethylene, terephthalate, which requires crude oil to manufacture, and we use 17 million barrels of this oil each year just for bottled water. How could bottled water affect our future if we decide to use it as an alternative?
According to the article, more people are hitting the bottle. It states that the ads do not tell you that in some cases, the bottled water you are drinking may actually come out of the same type of municipal water supply that you're trying to avoid. So with that being said, using bottled water leads to plastic on the ground and harming our environment. Also, it can become more costly and plastic prices rise in the future. And tap water doesn't cost anything in your home because you're paying the water bill. And through a hose, this makes it so we don't harm our environment. In your opinion, what do you think is better, to drink bottled water or tap water?
I think both are good, but I would go with tap water because it's less costly and bottled water is not the greatest for the environment. And that brings us to our conclusion on, is bottled water a responsible alternative to tap water? In my opinion, I don't think it's that responsible of an alternative. A lot of the oil is used to produce the bottle of water, and it costs more than tap water. Also, people don't recycle the bottles, which can cause most waste. What about you, Kaylee?
I agree with you, Dira. In my perspective, I do not believe that bottled water is a responsible alternative to tap water because it's costly and causes more harm than good to our environment. Even though I will say that I like bottled water, but I rather drink tap water. Information that I learned from this class this year will influence my choices in the future to be more sustainable by riding my bike more and using less gas from our cars to help with ecological footprint. Some of my favorite topics from this class are genes and reproductive, because genes have taught me a lot about some pedigrees and what runs in our lines and how they are created. And for reproduction, I learned how the reproduction system works. And especially since I'm considering going into veterinary medicine, it helps me get a better idea of all reproductive functions. Some of my favorite podcasts from this class must have been with Doreen, because she helped me learn a lot more things that I wasn't aware of. She was from the Wildlife Council, and I also found it really interesting to see what she did and helped with our wildlife. What do you think, Yadira?
The information I learned, like the importance of climate change, will help me make better decisions about my carbon footprint to cause less air pollution and help make sustainable decisions for my environment. My favorite topic was about climate change, because you can, like, even today you can see how the climate has changed throughout time. My favorite podcast was with Doreen, because I thought all the information she told us in our interview was very interesting. Well, this is our final and last podcast, so we'll leave you off with some environmental puns. Remember, environmental sustainability ninja leaves no footprint.
Don't forget, don't be a fossil fool.
Bye.
Bye.